ESPN Stephen A. Smith says he divorced Serena Williams for Super Bowl halftime show cameo. By Paul Bois on February 11, 2025. Tennis icon Serena Williams had a brief cameo during the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. And ESPN Stephen A. Smith has claimed that if the two were married, that would be grounds for divorce. Rapper Kendrick Lamar delivered an artsy spectacle at the halftime show on Sunday that went heavy on symbolic imagery. During the performance of his hit song Not Like Us, which famously calls his competitor Drake a pedophile, Kendrick Lamar took the dig to a whole other level by choosing to feature none other Drake's ex-girlfriend, Serena Williams, crip walking to the beat up on stage. The internet lit up with delight during the key moment. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith had a different take on the display and said he would divorce Williams if they were married. For the record, she has been married to Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian since 2017, and the pair have two daughters. If I'm married and my wife is going to join trolling her ex, go back to his ass, 'cause clearly, you don't belong with me, Smith said Monday on ESPN's First Take. What you worried about him for and you're with me. Bye. Bye. If you were with Serena Williams, you're going to be a kept man anyways, co-host Ryan Clark responded. Don't start that. Shannon Sharp also felt Smith had taken it too far and commended Ohanian for his professional accomplishments apart from Serena Williams. Shannon Sharp also came to Ohanian's defense, noting that he did well enough for himself financially. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.